This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. A lawyer for the whistleblower who made public President Trump's dealings with Ukraine says his client is willing to answer written questions from House Republicans. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
In a tweet, Attorney Mark Zaid writes, Congressman Devin Nunes, the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, has been approached about the whistleblower answering questions from Republicans in writing. President Trump has demanded the person's identity made public since his call to the president of the Ukraine became public. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel tells ABC's This Week a key reason for the impeachment inquiry.
Did the president really sell out his country?
But House Republican Whip Steve Scalise, also on ABC's This Week, says the Democrats are playing politics.
They don't want fair rules. They just want to hurt President Trump's chances to win re-election.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
Iran has broken further away from its collapsing 2015 nuclear deal with world powers by announcing it's doubling the number of advanced centrifuges it operates. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Iran calls the centrifuge decision a direct result of President Donald Trump's withdrawal from the agreement. By starting up these advanced centrifuges, Iran further cuts into the 1 year that experts estimate Tehran would need to have enough material for building a nuclear weapon, if it chooses to pursue one. Iran now says it has a prototype centrifuge that works 50 times faster than those allowed under the 2015 deal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Reviving decades-old cries of death to America, Iran on Monday marked the 40th anniversary of the 1979 student takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran and the 444-day hostage crisis that followed. Demonstrators gathered in front of the former U.S. Embassy in downtown Tehran. For more on any of today's news stories, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Reuters is reporting Iraqi security forces opened fire on protesters in Baghdad on Monday, killing at least five. Earlier, Iraqi police officials say security forces shot dead three protesters and wounded 19 during a nighttime attack on the Iranian consulate in Karbala in southern Iraq. More than 250 people have been killed since the protests began last month. Protests rocked Hong Kong over the weekend, leaving several people critically injured. Reuters' Eve Johnson reports.
Protests in Hong Kong took a bloody turn over the weekend. In one shocking incident, a district councillor was attacked by an unidentified man who bit off part of his ear. The incident began at a shopping mall packed with families and children. What started as a peaceful protest quickly turned chaotic when riot police stormed the place, and a man with a knife went on a stabbing spree outside. The man was finally subdued and beaten by protesters. The weekend's demonstrations targeted metro stations and businesses, including the Xinhua News Agency, the local outpost for mainland China state media. The attack sparked a stony rebuke on Monday, with state media urging Hong Kong to take a tougher line with protesters.
That is Reuters' Eve Johnson. Vietnamese media say police have arrested eight people in relation to the discovery of 39 dead Vietnamese in a truck near London last month. British police last week charged two men with manslaughter over the deaths of the group, whose bodies were found inside a container truck on October 23rd. A supply ship docked with the International Space Station on Monday.
And the snares have closed, and Cygnus capture has been confirmed as it was flying over Madagascar at 3:10 a.m. Central Time, 4:10 a.m. Eastern Time this morning.
The Cygnus capsule is carrying with it sports car parts, an oven for baking cookies, and a vest to protect against radiation. 15 Asian countries agreed on terms for what could be the world's biggest trade pact. However, India delayed its decision on joining because of significant differences over tariffs and other issues. The trade deal is backed by China and also brings in the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations, Japan, South Korea, Australia, and New Zealand. Dense, noxious smog continues to envelop the Indian capital and surrounding area Monday, causing residents to suffer burning eyes, sore throats, and shortness of breath. Pollution levels in New Delhi are at a three-year high. Winds that have fanned California's wildfires have calmed, helping firefighters contain blazes that have destroyed homes and forced mass power outages since late last month. The state's largest fire, dubbed the Kincade Fire in Sonoma County's wine country, is 78% contained. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.